Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a podcast of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, MTAM for short. My name is Melissa, and I will be your host. Encouraging students to pursue STEM careers is critical to Michigan's economy. That's why the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan is partnering with the Michigan STEM Partnership and Inforum on a Michigan STEM Careers Video Showcase initiative to collect and share videos from STEM professionals to enable students' awareness of and encourage participation in STEM career opportunities. Joining me today is MTAM CEO Linda Deschamps to talk about this new initiative, its purpose, and its plans. Linda, welcome. Always great to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to chat about this.
Oh, you're very welcome. So we've got an exciting new statewide initiative to talk about today called the Michigan STEM Careers Video Showcase. Let's start with having you give us a brief overview of the project, and then we'll get into the details.
Okay. Well, basically what this is we are trying to encourage anyone in Michigan who's working in any type of STEM career, no matter what industry, to make a self-produced video of themselves using their cell phone or their tablet device, usually 3 to 5 minutes in length, that really talks about the work they do, the type of education that's required to do it, what they love about their job, and from their perspective, what they see as the opportunity in that job. In other words, why students would want to pursue that as a career. Because what we've found is a lot of students really do not understand the wide diversity of STEM options out there as far as their careers. Parents really have no clue with all the changes that have come in today's technology fields and engineering fields and just everything, science. So basically we're trying to make that information available to them in a fun and engaging way, because people tend not to read things, but they really enjoy watching videos. So if we can give them small snippets of information that encourage them to learn more, we figure that's going to be a win.
Excellent idea. So I understand that MTAM has a number of partner organizations in this initiative. Can you tell us who they are and what role each organization will be playing?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually, the main organizer for the initiative is actually the Michigan STEM Partnership. I happen to sit on their board of directors, and so we're working with them. And we also brought Inforum into it, which is the women's professional organization for the state, because we know that a lot of their members are also working in STEM in a wide variety of industries. So we wanted to bring them in as a partner so they can help us reach a much wider audience.
Very much aware of Inforum, the great work that they do, especially helping women move forward, and, of course, the Michigan STEM partnership as well. So let's go back to the beginning. How did the idea for this come about, and what do you hope to achieve with this initiative? I know you've talked about it a little bit, but can you go into a little bit more detail?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it came from a couple of different things. First off, the Michigan STEM Partnership is really looking to develop projects that are going to help increase awareness of STEM careers and the need for STEM education. So that was part of it. And as I mentioned, I sit on their board. And here at MTAM, we're constantly struggling to help our members and other organizations throughout the state in finding qualified people to fill positions in their companies, because frankly, there just aren't enough of them. There's not enough people being trained to fill the number of career openings that are occurring, and that's only going to get worse. And so during conversations that I had while in Michigan STEM Partnership board meetings, we just kept brainstorming, and finally this was an idea that we came up with, because again, we know that people don't like to read. So putting out blog articles and putting out news releases and all that sort of thing really has not been having a great deal of positive effect. So we needed to find something fun, something that people would be more willing to engage with, and we wanted to find a way to be able to showcase a very large diversity of career opportunities. And so this is what we came up with.
Who are you targeting? What's the audience that you're targeting to provide these videos to be part of this showcase?
Literally every single type of career, every single type of STEM career in every industry. So a few examples, people who are working in the connected and autonomous vehicles fields or other forms of transportation that are using connected technologies. But it's not just about connected technologies. Obviously, that's our area, but there are many other areas of STEM as well. So manufacturing, healthcare and life sciences, cybersecurity, mobile app developers, people in entertainment or security and public safety, law enforcement, energy, building management. All of these industries are utilizing people who either need to have technology backgrounds or science backgrounds or engineering or math. And all of these skills are really becoming extremely dominant in all of these industries, and yet the percentage of people that are pursuing careers or even the education in these fields is just not increasing at the same level.
If there were someone interested in providing a STEM video for this showcase, how would they get involved?
It's actually very easy. We have a page on the Michigan STEM Partnerships website that they can go to that would be very easy for them to get all of the instructions that they need for submitting a video. So they would go to mistempartnership.com and they would be able to find the information there.
And the next question, I guess, would be, who do you want to view these STEM career videos? You've talked about it a little bit, but is it young girls, older girls, adult women who are maybe looking at career changes, kind of everything?
All of the above and a lot more. This is not just for girls. This is for girls and boys in K-12, as well as college students, as well as adults in transition. So that's one group of audiences, people who could actually go into these careers at all different levels. But there's actually two other audiences. One of those audiences is parents. Research has shown that particularly the younger students, the K-12 students, are very much guided by what their parents think they should do as far as what they should study in school, what careers they should pursue. And so they make those decisions based on input from their parents. And if their parents are not knowledgeable, if they don't know the careers that are providing the best opportunities and the highest levels of income opportunity, then they're not necessarily able to give the best advice. So we're hoping that parents will also see these videos and become much more educated about the directions, the variety of directions that their children can go in pursuing their education and later their careers. And then another target is the educators, because a lot of conversations that we've had with educators have shown us that they also really do not necessarily have a good understanding of what is actually happening in the workplace and what they really should specifically be preparing children for. And so we want to help educators get much more information on the types of things that are available to students, and we think this is a good place to start.
I like it. Sounds like it has a very broad scope, but it's going to be educating and empowering a huge group of people, which is certainly something that we need. couple of questions.
Absolutely,
to mind
and that's why
talking.
We're hoping that we're going to get a lot of people who are going to contribute videos from a wide diversity of different kinds of companies, and so we're shooting for that great deal.
Very nice. So if I wanted to go out and I wanted to look at some of these STEM videos, one, I'd like to know where I can find them, but then two, are they going to be organized in such a way that, gee, I think I want to do maybe computer science or I want to do cybersecurity. Am I going to be able to go into cybersecurity and maybe read like a brief bio of who the person is to know if that's the one I want to watch? Or can you tell me a little bit about how they might be organized?
Well, we're still working on that, and it really honestly is going to depend on what we get. But our plans are that, yes, we would organize them by the fields, or we'll break them down into industries or something. It really is going to be very dependent upon the diversity of videos that we get. I don't know at this point that they're necessarily going to be searchable. Ultimately, if we end up getting a whole lot of videos, we're going to need to make it so, but we'll see what happens. But they, again, will be available on the Michigan STEM Partnership website. That's where they'll be hosted, but we will have a link to them on the MSAM website. We'll also be sharing them on social media. I believe Inforum is probably also going to have a link to them on their site. We'll obviously also be finding every avenue that we can to make them available. For example, we're working on putting together a STEM event that will take place in the fall, and part of our plan is that we will show some of those videos at that STEM event. So every opportunity that we can get to showcase these, we will certainly be doing so.
Fantastic. Is there a cost to provide a video or to view them?
Absolutely not, no. There's certainly no cost to submit them. We're encouraging people to do this as a volunteer effort to showcase what they do and help people see how interesting it is and what an opportunity it is. So certainly you don't charge somebody when you're asking them to volunteer to do something. And as far as people watching it, no, again, it's part of our education initiative, and so there is no charge for viewing the videos.
So what might be a benefit for a company or an individual to provide this video for this initiative?
You know, I see it as having a lot of benefit for the individuals and the companies. From the company perspective, you know, if the person makes the video within their work environment, they're able to showcase that work environment so that people can actually see it. It certainly gets the company's brand out there. It certainly enables potential future employees to see that there is somebody who really enjoys working for that company and doing the kind of work they're doing. So from a company perspective, I see many positive aspects. From an individual perspective, for the person who's actually making the video, I think it gives them a great opportunity to showcase themselves and to sort of build their own personal brand. So it could potentially serve as something that helps them go to the next step on their career ladder as well.
Yeah, that would be great. I see those as huge benefits as well. What type of careers are you hoping will be the focus of some of these videos?
Well, again, we're really hoping that we get a very wide diversity of videos in. Obviously, from an MTAM perspective, we're hoping that we see a lot of things coming out of connected technologies, such as, you know, the tier ones and the OEMs in the automotive industry, mobile app developers, people working in cybersecurity, people working in connected health. You know, all of those different areas that are really starting to grow just exponentially here in Michigan. But again, there are many, many different fields of STEM that are not necessarily related to computer science and connected technologies the way that MTAM specializes in. And the Michigan STEM Partnership wants to make sure that we get all of those other areas, you know, healthcare, manufacturing, mathematics, engineering that is not necessarily related to automotive, but maybe, you know, engineering, for example, people who work at Whirlpool, they're certainly not working on automotive, but they certainly are doing a lot of engineering work. So all of those different kinds of things are opportunities.
Absolutely. Now, for a moment there, you kind of went into, you know, tech talk. For those listening who might not know, Tier 1 OEMs, can you kind of explain what those are a little bit, just in case somebody doesn't know?
The OEMs are the automobile manufacturers, and the Tier 1s are the first-level suppliers that supply the materials needed to make automobiles.
Thank you so much. So you indicated earlier that you're trying to expose more students to the wide variety of STEM career opportunities, along with you're trying to convince parents that it's a good direction for them to go, help educators understand what the training that the students need is. Again, why is all of this so important?
Well, let's just look at the connected tech part of this for a minute. By the year 2020, across this country, there is going to be a shortage of more than 1.4 million people to fill connected tech-related jobs in every industry. Here in Michigan, of that 1.4 million, we're supposed to have over 100,000 jobs that at this point look like they will go unfilled. We currently have over 15,000 job openings that we cannot fill. It's just going to get worse. And the problem is that our universities, our community colleges, our high schools, our business training programs, our private training programs, all of these resources together are still not producing enough people to be able to fill these jobs. And here in Michigan, we have to face the fact that if we don't fill those jobs here in Michigan, they will go elsewhere, and we will lose our opportunity to diversify our economy and make sure that it doesn't go through the wild economic swings that it has gone through in the past. If we keep expanding the diversity of industries that are employing people here, then we can absorb the shock of one industry having a downturn because people can be employed by other industries. But if we don't diversify by getting more people engaged in all of these other fields, then we're going to keep having these economic downturns that are devastating for our economy.
Absolutely. You said that very, very well. We have a great opportunity starting with the connected and autonomous vehicles, you know, with the big three and everything here. But there's a lot of other stuff that goes on in Michigan's economy that people don't realize. And I believe, I think you probably know the stats better than I do, don't we employ typically more tech jobs here in Michigan than anywhere else in the nation, or a higher percentage of?
Well, we're growing at a faster pace. I don't remember the statistics myself because they change so often, but we're in the top 10 across the country for cities that are looking for tech talent. Detroit is in the top 10, but all across the state, we're probably in the top 5 or 6, if I can remember correctly, because we're opening up these opportunities for technology to be used in so many different industries. Obviously, a huge, huge chunk of that is what we're doing in connected and autonomous vehicles in the state, but it's not just there. It's also in healthcare. It's also in cybersecurity. It's in defense. We have big defense profile here in the state. It's also in things like building management for commercial and industrial and institutional buildings like hospitals, those kinds of things. So there's a wide variety of ways that industry is trying to utilize people who have these skills. It's not just you sit at a computer all day and you do something that you might have 10 years ago considered boring. Today, you're going in and you're solving problems. You're making innovation. It's an exciting time to be in a STEM career.
Absolutely. And you see that just by the number of hackathons that are coming up, the hacking healthathons, and that are reaching out to students, but they're also reaching out to college age. They're reaching out to just the communities. We've seen the cross-border at Tech Town, the Windsor-Detroit health hackathons. So, I mean, there is a lot of opportunity, smart cities, of course. So there is a lot of opportunity.
There absolutely is. You know, we just sponsored a student hackathon this past weekend for high school students. And we had over 120 kids at this high school hackathon, which was actually won by a team of girls. I was so pleased to see.
Yay, go girls. Sorry, boys, but, not, you know, this is the time of the girl a little bit, trying to encourage them to get a little participation.
We do need to encourage a larger number of girls to go in to STEM careers and in particular into connected technology careers, because they are absolutely a much smaller percentage, and we could go a long way toward meeting those numbers that of positions that we need to fill if we got more girls and women involved.
Well, and that leads me to my next question. You know, we read all the time about there's lower number of girls that are pursuing STEM, less women working in STEM. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I can tell you from my own personal experience. When I was a young girl, I wanted to go into computers, and I was talked out of it, very, very actively talked out of it, and I've always regretted it. My brother, on the other hand, was talked into it. And it's what happens. There seems to be this thought process among adults who don't know any better and think they're doing the right thing, that girls do not have capabilities of working in these fields, when actually the opposite is in fact true. Girls are very, very good at this kind of work, at all areas of STEM. They're very talented for it, and they bring a much-needed perspective that really can change innovation in a very positive way. So we need to educate the adults to encourage the girls, to help them see that they can be successful in it, to reinforce to them that they can be successful in it, instead of discouraging them from going into it.
Absolutely. It's kind of an equal opportunity, really. It's, you know, people have skills and they need to get those skills, or people have interests and they need to pursue those interests. It's kind of a, you know, almost a one size fits all. I mean, I hate to use that phrase, but it's anyone can do this if they have the interest or they have the ability, and just understanding what the opportunities are and going from there.
Absolutely. You know, it's something where boys are just automatically made to feel this is something that they can do and something they'd be good at. Girls are sort of taught the opposite, and we need to stop that. We need to encourage girls, to help them understand they can be just as successful at this, and in some cases much more so than the boys. And so this should, as you said, be an equal opportunity.
Exactly. Is this issue the same with other minorities?
Oh, absolutely. There is, particularly, again, I'm using connected tech because obviously that's the one I know the most about, but there is absolutely a severe shortage of minorities in connected tech fields. It is something that we're working on. It's something that a lot of other organizations are working on. We need, in order to meet the numbers that we have for demand to fill positions, we have to get more women, girls, minorities, male and female minorities, engaged in these careers, because that's the only way we're going to meet the need we have to be able to help these businesses and industries keep moving forward.
So in addition to the videos that this partnership is working on, what else can be done to get these people or these individuals encouraged to pursue STEM opportunities?
Well, again, that's sort of the things that we're working on. I mentioned that we're working on a STEM event for later this year. We do a lot of educational opportunities. We do blog posting. We do social media. We share stories all the time. And I think it's mostly just a matter of getting information out there, making opportunities available, hosting events where people can get hands-on opportunities to actually try this stuff, see what it is, you know, they have assumptions about what the work might be or what the skill levels are that are needed. And I think the more that we can do to get information out that sort of dispels those assumptions and educates them with real information, I think we'll get more people enthused about pursuing these opportunities.
I would definitely agree. So I guess my last question is, what would you say or how would you describe the STEM situation here in Michigan from both an education and a talent perspective? We've got a lot of great institutions that are coming out with new programs or that are working towards establishing these programs. Can you tell us a little bit about what you think is going on right now and what you see coming in the future?
Well, as I said, right now we've got an awful lot of jobs to fill that we don't have people to fill. Certainly, there are some educational institutions and some nonprofits and other organizations that are doing the best they can to make efforts to developing new programs, to publishing the articles, making people aware of opportunities. But from the broader perspective, our education associations really need to be taking a look at what they're doing. For example, computer science should be one of the main subjects that everybody has to take today. It is not something that should be optional, and it's not something that we should let any student get out of school without having at least some basic computer programming skills, because they're going to need them no matter what field they go into, no matter what industry they go into. They're going to need to have this. So I think if we take a different approach to what we're teaching and how we're teaching it, I think that could be tremendously helpful. But another thing that I would encourage parents to do is encourage students to look for online courses they can take that can help supplement what they're getting in school. Because sometimes a lot of the most innovative technologies and science education that you can get, you can find online, and much of it is for free.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't know that. But do you have some of those resources or links on the website there for at MTAM? People can go to the website, take a look at.
We do. We have education resources on the MTAM website. We also have them on the Michigan STEM Partnership website. So they can go to MTAM at gomobilemichigan.org, and they can go under our resources section. And for the Michigan STEM Partnership, they can go to mistempartnership.com, and same thing, they can go to the resources section on that website as well.
Excellent. Linda, I'd like to thank you so much for your time this morning, and I would like to also thank the Michigan STEM Partnership and Forum, and MTAM, of course, for coming up with this idea to help get people involved, understanding what the opportunities are, and just helping bring a little bit more of a focus on this area so that not only can we help people reach, you know, their aspirations, what they want to do and reach some of those income goals that maybe they want, but also help Michigan's economy as well. So thank you to all of you for bringing forward this initiative.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. The Mobile Technology Association of Michigan is a nonprofit trade association for Michigan's mobile, wireless, or connected technologies industry, businesses that provide those technologies, and the businesses in all industries that use these technologies. As the first state-based mobile, wireless, connected technologies trade association in the U.S., we are focused on increasing demand for Michigan-based mobile, wireless technology products and services. MTAM is an excellent resource for businesses and individuals in the mobile, wireless space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a fantastic week.